Well, would you say the word aunt for me, or aunt?
I said aunt.
You'd say aunt?
Yes.
Would you ever say aunt?
Aunt, too, I could use that.
But you would say aunt, right?
That's right.
Have you always said that?
That's right.
Okay. Now, before birds lay their eggs, they build?
Their nest.
Okay. Now, children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at?
Say that they were.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at?
In chairs.
In chairs. Well, what else would they sit at, can you think?
Well, they sit in chairs and they.
What about the children your wife taught? What did they sit at?
Well, I think now that most of them sitting on benches.
Benches.
That's right.
Well, would you, do they ever sit at desks?
Well, they got sit at the desk.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, they actually sit in a lot of different places today. They move around a lot more.
That's right. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, before a boy fights, he might clench both his...
hand.
Well.
His fist, I reckon.
Uh-huh. Fist.
That's right. Good.
Now, small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime and that might sting you and make you bleed is called a?
A mosquito.
Right. I don't like those, do you?
No, I sure don't.
Oh. Now, those white things that float around up there in the sky are called? You know, the white things in the sky that rain comes from. What do you call those?
Let me see. You mean insect?
No. It's just, you know, the white masses in the sky that have the rain comes from.
Well, I call it a rain cloud.
Uh-huh. Right. Exactly. Okay. Now, right now, we're sitting inside your...
kitchen.
All right. Now, if I didn't mean the kitchen, but the entire building, we'd be sitting inside your...
house.
Uh-huh. Now, if a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of an animal it was, what general word would you use to refer to this animal? You might say, I'm going to take my shotgun and get rid of that.
Animal.
You just say animal.
That's right.
Well, what animals would you include in this, you know, this? What animals?
I said it was a possum.
A possum.
That's right.
Any other animals that might get after your chickens?
Said a mink.
A mink? Uh-huh. I didn't know that about minks.
They're bad out of chickens.
Oh, they are, huh?
Yes.
Well, now, what do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean and grows to be about 3 or 4 inches long, and when your wife cooks it, it curls up and turns pink or orange? You ever had any of those?
I don't think it, but I... Let me see. It's something you eat and something.
Uh-huh. Little tiny, you know, seafood that turns pink and orange when you cook it.
Let me see. Let me see. In the sea now. Is that a small?
Mm-hmm. What about shrimp? Have you ever had shrimp?
That's right.
Would you say shrimp for me?
Well, I could say swim.
Uh-huh. Do you like them?
I like them.
Do you? I know. My parents love them, too. They really are good when you get them.
They sure is.
Okay, now, if you didn't want that wool sweater you're wearing to draw up when you washed it, you'd have to use cool water, because hot water will make wool do what?
Draw up.
Okay, now, what's another word you'd use for draw up? Hot water will make it...
swim.
Uh-huh. Now, what am I doing?
You pointing towards it.
Uh-huh. That's right. I'm pointing. Thank you. Now, I just want to ask you to count to 20 for me.
20?
Uh-huh.